to come upon your own acquaintance, your own endurance. Because this isn't about what the masters are up to this evening. This is about you coming to your own ascension, your own purpose, your own arrival, your own acquittal, your own establishment. So as the energies come through, they're coming through to orchestrate our destiny. In other words, they are showing us the way. Because sometimes we have a tendency, to continue like the old track, like we keep repeating what we know. And there's no error in that, it's understandable. But as we open up to source, as we open up to our evolved status, as we open up to our holy grace, there is grace to be received that is holy. So in other words, it completes us. It completes us. With Jerry Maguire, it's like, you complete me. It completes us. So we're coming for our better half, which is our own Christ presence, which is our own destiny. So as we will arrive at liftoff, as we will arrive at true ascension, as we will arrive at early mastery. So that means before it all anchors in, you're already, oh my gosh, the energies, you are already receiving gifts, gifts from heaven above. And so as you will consent, they're literally showing like driving a golf cart or driving bumper cars, whatever. It's like you're learning how to drive anew. You're learning how to open up to your true inheritance, to your true relevance. So instead of following the old pathway, the old drive, because it's like you don't know what else to do, as we awaken, as we open up to receive, as we permit ourselves to elongate, to allow, to receive that full promotion. So the full promotion is not what your boss gives you. Full promotion is not when you graduate, not when you get your inheritance, you know, money from wherever. Your full promotion is where you tip the scales in your favor in terms of your endowment. So as you will receive these offerings, these are for your lasting pleasure. In English, they're going to last. They're gonna stay with you. They're showing me my thighs because I keep complaining. Menopause and my thighs seem to reflect that. And so they're showing like padding, it stays with you. Now they're showing me wearing like pants that have pockets on my thighs, and I open it up and it's like wads and wads and wads of like $100 bills, whatever. Now that is symbolic. This is not about financial prosperity, though. It coincides, because as we step into our relevance, all our provisions are due us. So sometimes it comes in cold hard cash. Sometimes it comes in upgraded abilities. Sometimes it comes in new arrivals, where whatever we need comes because we have, and this is very important, we have permitted it. So we have permitted it through our full exclaim. In English, it's stepping out of hell-bound determination. Hell-bound meaning 3D. 3D is I'm a victim to change, I'm a victim to environment, I'm a victim to circumstance. I'm separate from a lot of what it is I seem to need or think I want. So when we coincide with our true reality, I literally have like these angel feathers coming down to greet each of us. So like think of those Halloween costumes, whatever, you like put on your angel feathers. But this is the truth. It's like it's a costume, but it's symbolic of our true nature. Because remember, we are writing the script. We are creating our destiny. So as we will symbolically align to our highest nature, our highest endeavor, we are shown new pathways, new completions to the puzzle. Like I'm trying to do this puzzle and I just can't get, the pieces don't fit. What am I doing wrong? What we're doing wrong, there's no wrong, there's no error. But the trick is you're not just looking for the pieces that you've been working for. You're allowing for demonstration of faith in a new arrival, a new opportunity. In other words, in plain English, the peace is not there in the consciousness, in the drive that you've been taking. So you're looking and looking and looking, saying something's not fitting. So as we will receive our divine inheritance. Stand back, because that creates liftoff. That creates buoyancy. That creates relevance. So again, these times, they are changing, and they are affording ourselves to know the power of the light. It's exposing the old energies, the old beliefs. Now, we would like to say, oh, that's all outside of us. Yes and no. Because we have been trained, indoctrinated to abide by it, to believe in it. So, to a great extent, we've arrived higher in higher platforms and higher wisdoms. But what we're being alerted to is sort of like how to finish. It's like starting that puzzle, and it's like, well, I got halfway done. That's good enough. So we're coming to completion. So as we receive these energies, as we receive these allowances, as we receive this holy upgrade, we rise to new awareness, to new growth, to new assertion, to new beliefs, to new arrivals. And as we receive these offerings, which we're entitled to, that's very important. We're here to serve consciousness. So we're entitled to offerings. We're entitled to those missing pieces. We're entitled to our fullest claim. As we receive it, it's to allow safe passage. That means to be shown the door to new arrival, to new opportunity, to new ways of thinking, to new ways of responding. Because that's what's going to happen to Holy Mother Earth. There's got to be change. But again, there's got to be change within us, because we are congratulating the Christ Self. And so as we lift ourselves into union, as we lift ourselves into holy remembrance, as we travel to our destiny above, we seal our fate with a pledge. And it's simply, the pledge has actually been taken long ago. And I've got this like beautiful, it's not Sanskrit, I don't know what it is, but it's mightily powerful. I mean, this energy coming through is so powerful. It's like you, and I keep saying cha-ching, cha-ching, just because I get what that means. It's like prosperity, spiritual prosperity in all ways, because to meet our completion. So that means wherever we are still tethered to past beliefs, past attitude, clinging to yesteryear, that prosperity brings us new arrivals. And so what we've been sharing is, as we shift in perception of these new arrivals, of these new awarenesses of self, this activation is permission to receive, to see yourself anew, to see yourself anew, because everything we receive is always going to mirror and reflect what's going on within self. As we open up, oh my gosh, I just saw someone like drive into their new parking lot. Because remember, we were on that drive. Someone just got it. It's like, I don't even have to say another word. It just clicked. See, this is the point. We're receiving this, like they're having me use words. So I'm using words to explain what's going on. But they are attending to us on a multidimensional level. So in other words, this is energy. This is energy. We're offering tidings. We're offering truth to help the conscious mind play along. But in addition to their saying the sing, song, dance, meaning the words of communication, there is an offering on a higher awareness beyond consciousness. And that's what we're attending to. They're showing me the hermit, because it's like we're graduating, we're integrating, we're plugging in, and we're seeing ourselves anew. We're seeing life anew. What was so really, really, really important, and it was like the most important channeling question you ever wanted to ask, may suddenly become totally irrelevant, because how you receive yourself has shifted. And it's not about trying to figure out the old landscape, because it's never going to equate. It's about arriving and your new, they're showing me the partnership with our higher self, with our new destiny. They don't like that I said new. They're saying there's nothing new about it. It's historical grace. In other words, it's always been here, waiting for our recall, waiting for us to remember, waiting for us to take the time to pledge that union with divine grace. So who wouldn't want divine grace? But we're so busy trying to attend to life through the extremities. In other words, gotta work hard, gotta beat the other person, you know, to the punch, whatever it is, that we have forgotten that we come prepared. So this time is about accentuating the positive, allowing that good dharma, allowing that new life, allowing the new birthing. Allow the new birthing. We're going to have shifts in our relationships, guarantee it. Relationship with self, relationship with others, relationship with the world for certain. We're going to have shifts because we're spinning out of the old timeline into our new development, into our new allowance, into our new divine essence. So some of us are receiving masters, some of us, you could swear that I'm like in the room talking to you. And this, like the body, what we call Nicole, it's just a symbol. It's a symbol for Holy Spirit. And we're all waking up to these truths of ourselves and how we receive grace. You are not waiting on anything or anyone. Love incarnate, spirit, all that has been prophesied is waiting on your, there's that portal again. I keep talking about it like every other time. I see this triangle and it looks like a portal. it keeps coming in and it's like beaming and beaming and beaming. There is energy. So let me explain this. How do I put this in words? It's like we think we're on Earth, and we seem to be, but we are also arriving from a higher awareness. So if you can really permit yourself to understand that your higher self, your divine self, is fully present in this merger, in this offering, because it is the truth. It is the truth. And so the more that we attend to our own permission, our own compass, they're saying this is so important right now. Honor your own truth. The book I'm reading says to meditate at 6:05, but I really feel like doing it at 12 noon. Honor your own truth. Not to go against the book, but the thing is, this is a new energy. This is a new arrival. A lot of what we're following came through at a different energy, at a different frequency. Time is speeding up. So the more that we can use those tools, the more that we can use those props, those emphases, whatever we've learned, whatever we've studied, but to do that with the overseer of your own higher self guiding you, because that's the ultimate goal for each of us, to receive grace, to receive guidance from our own divine essence. And you're going to be amazed as you start paying attention and you start honoring yourself. No one is greater, no one is lesser. We all get activated at certain times to bring forth gifts to support the tribe. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Everyone is being guided without exception. What we forget to do is to honor that guidance, because we've been taught we're not connected. That's what this is, belief in separation. So we have to teach ourselves, we have to train ourselves, we have to give ourselves permission to listen, to honor. So we've all played those games. I want to be loved, approved of. Boss, parents, wife, whatever it is, and we've come out of alignment with our holy assurance. So the activation that is here is stepping up that connection, that promotion, that grand exclaim, that holy gesture of remembrance, helping you to bridge the gap, helping you, they're showing me like a big telephone, helping you to hear, helping you respond, helping you to notice. And then I literally see, it's like this sewing kit you would give to a kid, to start learning. And so those that kid is us. We're the kid. And we're learning. We're learning how to come into alliance. We're learning how to sew correctly. We're learning how to bring forth those holy threads into our garment. And when I say holy threads, I really mean it. It's like I see like threads, like gold. It's like, just imagine gold thread, but it shimmers. It's not solid. It's somewhat opaque, but it's shimmering, and it's a vibration is what it is. That's they're saying. That's why I see it shimmering, because this is all energy. This is all vibration. That's how safe we are. We are 100% in charge of our involvement, because it's our frequency, what we pay attention to, what we clear. And we're also 100% responsible. It's both. And that's fine, because we're ready. And the support we have, again, as they were sharing in the beginning, the support we have is beyond our current understanding. We just have to say yes. And when we say yes, it's stepping into new colors. They're showing me like Joseph and his dream coat and all that. We're stepping into new colors. So saying yes is not, okay, now I stay linear and I say yes. Staying yes is learning how to serve your divine self. And so that means no longer abiding by ego. No longer taking that old path. Remember the car ride, taking the old path. We're stepping into divine grace. So as we seal this activation, allow yourself to plug in. Allow yourself to plug in to your new entitlement, to your new holiness, to your new recommended value. I literally see like a prescription pad. Excuse me, a doctor's prescription pad, like from Spirit. And the prescription says light. It's some kind of a symbol. I guess it's like light language, or it's like this beautiful symbol. And it's written in light. And it represents our ascension. Now, they're saying ascension doesn't mean that you need to put pressure, like when do I need to be enlightened by? I'm just trying to pay my bills tonight, is what I want help with. Ascension is really ascending in consciousness. Because remember, when we ascend in consciousness, we are increasing our frequency, we're increasing our divine grace. We step into correction. We step into, to make it practical, we step into divine solutions that weren't there previously. So it's almost like there's something here for everybody. Something here for everyone. All right, so as we receive on behalf of all of our brethren, all our brothers and sisters, because as we embody light, as we open up to divine solutions and grace, we offer that currency, and I literally see energy. We offer that currency for all delivery. In other words, for all to receive. Maybe there's a nurse in a hospital right now, and she's receiving this energy, and it suddenly dawns on her something that she can do to help, that like the light bulb goes off. Don't underestimate the power of your light. It's like Course in Miracles, like, when you open up to miracles in light, you affect others you've never met, in this lifetime at least. You affect others numerous beyond your current understanding in ways that you don't consciously understand. It's so true. I've got Moses here. I've Moses here. So beautiful. All right, so let's take just another moment to pause and to welcome in this holy arrival. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so what we are going to do now is